Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats, our first chats with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay coaches, and we're joined now by the girls' coach, Keith Christine. Coach, getting set for this 2017-18 season. Had a nice year last year going 20-2, about out in the semis of the sub-state tournament there to Thunder Ridge, and you did lose three seniors, too, that were solid seniors for you, and Elizabeth Walter and Brenna Eilert, but you have a couple players back that really provided a lot of points and minutes for you, and Kara Eilert and Avery Gates. So when you kind of look at your team coming back this season, what do you expect to see?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dusty, we're really excited about basketball again this year. And again, like you said, we did lose three seniors, three really good seniors, our two top scorers and our top defender. So, and the good leadership that they showed all last year. So the points, you know, I'm going to say a 35 or around 35 combined points. We got to make up a difference here for us to be scorers, or we got to become better defenders until we have some scorers step up. And I think we got the scorers capable of stepping up. You'd mentioned Kara again. She had another solid performance last year as a sophomore, and Avery came along as a one guard and did a great job. So we're expecting good things out of both of them too. So we only have 14 total girls out this year, three upperclassmen, Avery, our lone senior, and Kara and Elle Eilert are our two juniors. You know, Brenna got hurt late in the season, so that opened up some playing time for three other girls. Elle, number one, as far as overall playing time, to make us a whole lot solider, you know. But, again, we got to become better defenders this year.
So you move on now and open out the season coming up on Friday night against Natoma. This is a team that's definitely struggling with numbers here. I think they've only got six out this year. And when you look at Natoma, it's a team that you kind of held in check a couple times last year. What are your thoughts on Natoma coming up on Friday?
Well, again, they got, I think, two really pretty good players. The Osmeyer girl that is a really good post player, and I think one of the talentedest ones in our conference. And then they have a little point guard that's able to shoot the ball, and she's gotten better throughout her 4 years of high school. You know, we're going to have to be focused in on what we do when we go down to Natoma, because we're still unsure on a lot of things. You know, I think we're going to have great team chemistry this year. When I say if we were to start right now, I know who three starters would be. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I look at that as a good thing because we got five other girls that are vowing for two spots on the floor, you know, to be starters. It's not about the starters, you know, this year. It's what you contribute, the time that you're in there and doing your job. You know, we got to come out again defensively to start with, be as sound as what we can, because we know where some points are going to come from, but we don't have them go-to scorers in a punch, and we have to have someone step up defensively to be that shutdown defender for us to be successful this year, Dusty.
That's Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck against Natoma on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team, getting set for the 2017-18 season. Coach, boy, Blue Jay basketball is going to look a lot different this year, isn't it? You lose five seniors last year that were your leading scorers, your top five scorers anyway, and four more seniors after that, or three anyway, that played quite a bit for you last year. Definitely your top two guys in Davis Dubert and Mason Eiler are the ones that people are going to remember the most. But how do you go about, and what's been the process now of trying to replace some of that production and see where the other kids fit in different spots this year?
Honestly, Dusty, you really can't replace mm-hmm. that kind of production. So what we went back to is doing some more fundamental type stuff, working on screens, working on picks, how to get open, get easier shots, you know. This year, I told the boys, I said, we're going to have to work twice as hard, you know, just to get a good look at the basket. In the past, you know, we had Davis, you just give him the ball, let him create a shot, and he did a darn good job of that. And then all the other kids, you know, you had Mason inside that was such a threat. You know, he could attack one-on-one pretty well. And by having those two be so effective scorers, it just made everybody else's job easier to get some shots off. So this year we're going to have to make sure we really focus on all of our fundamental stuff. We're going to try to transition quite a bit to get some easy baskets, turn some defense into offense. But the big thing is it's been weird. I mean, you know, I've had basically the same group of kids for the last five years, you know, just coming up. And this year we got rid of a lot of kids that played a lot, and this is definitely the youngest team that we've had in that 5 years. And Coach Hake and I were talking about it. You know, he's never actually experienced it. It was he was my assistant at the time when we were this young before. It's exciting, but, you know, losing those kids will be tough to replace. We're not going to try to play the same style. You know, we're not the same team. So, you know, coaching-wise, just we're going to change the philosophy a little bit to adjust to the team that we have. And, you know, I'm pretty excited to see what these kids can do and find out a little bit about them.
You'll open out the season with Natoma coming up on Friday night out at their place. Really, as I look at it, it's probably a really good way to start the season for a younger, inexperienced group like you have. Natoma struggled a little bit last year, 4-18, and when you go out to their place, what do you expect to see, and what are your hopes for Friday night?
You know, they're short on numbers. They, you know, struggle with having the depth that we're going to have. But I think you hit a good point. This is a great game for us to start the season. You know, kind of get our feet wet. I told the boys, you know, we're going to have some ups and downs with this team, and it's going to be rough at first. You know, it's kind of like the girls in volleyball. They had a whole new team, and they turned out to do really well. And as the season goes on, I think we're going to progressively get better. Obviously, we're going to get a lot more playing time, and a lot of these kids don't have much varsity playing time. So we're only going to get better. So we're going to be excited starting the week. Season off with Natoma, a game that if we play well, we should be able to get the victory and kind of spark us going into the preseason tournament in Downs next week, which will be a tough tournament for us this year. And I'm excited. I want to watch the boys play. We're so far behind when it comes to get stuff in on practice, though, Dusty. A 30-minute practice last year has turned into 2-hour practices this year just because there's so much teaching, which I told Coach Hake, I said, that part I'm really excited about. I feel like, you know, I enjoy teaching the game of basketball to kids, and with this group, it's kind of starting over teaching them a lot of stuff that, you know, I took for granted the last couple of years. So as far as that goes, I'm excited, and I want to see if it can translate from practice into the game, because we always talk about, and we've talked about on the air before, Dusty, about how we want to practice the way we're going to play. So I want to see if we can transition what we've learned in practice into the game. And getting the game Friday and traveling to Tulsa will be a good experience for them, and hopefully things go well and we get some of the things going from practice into the game.
Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck against Natoma coming up on Friday night.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pre-game coverage for the girls at 5:50 and followed by the boys on Z96.3 Friday night from Natoma. Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Joined now by Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights basketball team. Coach, getting set for another season. Last year, 17-6. You went 10-2 in the regular season in the Northern Plains League. And boy, you've got quite a bit of production coming back from that team. Really, your biggest loss is Jessica LaRocque in the post, and I know you're probably going to try to look to replace her there, but Bailey Brummett, Rachel Miller, Adriana Bergman, Megan LaRocque, Grace Grady all had good years for you last year. What do you expect to see from your group as you've seen them in practice so far this year?
Well, you know, there's a lot of high expectation this year, and, you know, it kind of puts some pressure on you, on me anyway, as a coach, because everyone's looking to be a successful season, and, you know, a lot of new girls this year, a lot of young girls, and, you know, it's made practice interesting because you're teaching a lot of kids new stuff, and you know, it practice went pretty well. You know, I think we're finally starting to kind of come together, you know, and play together when you throw new people in, and for the most part, we need a game to see where we're at, and, you know, we got a game coming up Friday, and hopefully that'll tell me where we're at, and adjust from there.
Looks like you got 16 out this year. How much does that help in practices to have those kind of numbers?
Well, it's great because you can put together several different, you know, rotations and try them and see how it works. You know, in the years past, you know, I've had lower numbers, and you know, numbers are good at times, and sometimes numbers can hurt you when it comes to, you know, picking and choosing your players, because a lot of talent, you know, I got a lot of talent, but they're young, and we're going to be fast, I can tell you that. You know, a lot of quick girls, and you know, you mentioned earlier about losing Jessica LaRocque, you know, that's going to hurt, but you know, I got some young girls that I think can step up and you know, eventually fill that position. You know, we'll be fast this year. That'll help, you know, compensate the inside play, because I think we can hurt some people defensively and put pressure on people with our quickness. So it'll probably all pan out, you know, at the end, you know, and things will fill in for themselves, and they usually do. So
open with Tescott coming up on Friday night at home. They were 3-17 last year. They've really struggled a lot here over the years at Tescott. What are your thoughts on their group coming up Friday?
Well, you know, they got more girls out this year. I think they got 14, I think, is on their roster. And they're young. You know, I think they only have one or two seniors and most sophomore and freshmen. So, you know, a young team, though, can sometimes surprise you. You know, I always tell kid, you know, we're not going to overlook any team this year because last year it about bit us, you know, and we're overlooking teams, you know, we beat some teams by 1 or 2 points that should have been, you know, 10-15 probably. But, you know, so this year we're concentrate on, you know, game by game, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll come out Friday and play how we should, and I think we'll be all right.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck against Heskett Friday night.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights, joining us for another go-around in basketball as the Knights of Lakeside getting set to open the season at Heskett, against Heskett, I should say, coming up on Friday night. Kind of looking at your team, Coach, coming into this season, you will have to replace a couple seniors that were quality players for you in Austin Strody and Dawson Johnson. It's about 22.5 points, about 13.5 rebounds a game that you're going to have to try to replace. But you do have some good players coming back, the likes of Peyton Johnson, Drew Cunningham, Nicholas Schmidt, Caleb Hake, Mason Dusky, all that got great playing time last year for you. What are your thoughts on this group coming back and trying to replace those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. We're excited to get going and finally play our first game. But you know, losing Dawson and Austin, you know, you talk about, you know, they were probably our leading scorers most of the time last year and leading rebounders too. But, you know, like you talked about those guys that you mentioned, you know, they got so much good experience, you know, especially our seniors and juniors coming back that, you know, I think we're going to be able to transition from losing, you know, our seniors last year to replace them this year fairly easily. You know, I think we'll pick up the rebounding and pick up the scoring, you know, those guys I had last year, and you know, we're just kind of excited to get out of practice and finally get to playing the game.
Looking at your team, maybe some other underclassmen that you're looking at that might step into some different roles. What are you thinking in that area? And is there anybody that's kind of impressed you here early on?
Well, I mean, honestly, we're going to be pretty junior and senior heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to our varsity team, let me think. You know, you mentioned, you know, you got Peyton. Peyton Johnson, Drew Cunningham, Nick Schmidt, you know, guys that played a lot last year. And then you throw Isaac Schoen and Torin Walters, you know, guys that came off the bench a little bit last year. And then, you know, Mason and Caleb, you know, our juniors that played quite a bit. And you know we're probably only going to go 8-9 deep on the varsity side. But, you know, even looking at the guys that got a lot of playing time last year, you know, I'm looking for Mason and Caleb as juniors to really step up. You know, Mason's probably our best outside shooter, and you know, he's got to be that guy that knocks down shots for us. And Caleb's really our only, you know, go-to post guy. You know, Cunningham's, you know, he'll play in the post too, but you know, he's more of a slasher. You know, Caleb's really our only, you know, back to the basket kind of guy. And so those two guys got to step up. And even, you know, going with a couple of seniors and Isaac Schoen and Torin Walters, you know, they didn't get a whole lot of time last year, but those are guys that are going to have to come in and play and step up. You know, in games like, you know, they're going to have to carry more of a load than I guess they did last year.
Open the season with Heskett coming up on Friday night. Some quick thoughts about their team. They were 4-17 last year. It looked like they'll probably have limited numbers again this year.
Yeah, we won't get to play any JV against Heskett. I think they got 8 or 9 guys out. But you know, Tescott's, you know, they played us good last year. You know, we were winning by a fairly good amount. You know, they battled back, and you know, we can't ever overlook anybody. So you know, we're just going in, you know, going to do the things that we do well and try to work on some things that we need to work on. You know, Friday will give us a good idea of kind of where we're at. You know, because like, you know, it's hard at practice when you're just going against the guys that know what you're doing all the time and can maybe see some things coming. But you know, I think it's going to be a hard-fought game, and I'm just looking forward for the guys to get out and go up and down against somebody else, you know, that's not on our team.
Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season at home against Tescott Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding in Jewell, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Joined now by Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies basketball team. Coach, you're coming off of an 0-20 year last year, but you're talking with you off the air. You know, things that didn't really go your way. You ended the season with just seven bodies, and it looks like things are going to go a little bit better for you this year. You didn't have any seniors on last year's group, so most of everybody that was out last year is back again this year, and then you've added some more players as well. What are your thoughts on how practices have gone here to start the 2017-18 season for Rock Hills girls basketball?
Well, you know, the practices are really high energy. The girls are excited to be out there. They know that they could have a successful season with as many bodies as we have out. Like you mentioned, we had seven end in the year last year, and that was pretty tough even in practice to be able to go through drills and get up and down the court and scrimmage each other. But this year we've got nine seniors out, brought back a couple that were out due to injury, and had another one come back out. And then we added in four really good freshmen that are helping our older girls get better and just doing a really good job in practice. And like I said, the girls are excited because they know there's nowhere to go but up from last year. And with that senior leadership, that really helps.
You talk about the senior leadership. I know one of the girls that we kept an eye on last year was Emily Welchel for your squad. How much are you relying on her? But also at the same time, how much does it make her job easier now this year to have more bodies around her?
You know, we relied on Emily pretty heavy there last year. If she wasn't scoring, then we weren't scoring. And she's really taken it pretty well. She's, you know, she's kind of been able to step down and not have to have so much pressure on her. We have a lot of girls to go around her, and we're going to be able to get her in and out of the game a little bit more, keep her fresh, and that's when she plays her best, is when she can go out there and use her explosiveness and her jumping ability to really change the game. And she just brings a lot of energy to the team, and we're excited to watch her along with the rest of the girls.
Pike Valley coming up on Friday to open out the season. You'll go to their place. It's part of that Thunderbird Invitational, the kind of the pool play, I guess, if you will. And when you take on Pike Valley, what do you think about their squad coming up Friday night?
Well, you know, last year we played them three times throughout the season, lost all three times, lost by 13 once, 13 again, and then they beat us by, I think, 17 or something the next time. So with the older Gardner girl graduating and the other one transferring, you know, they lost a lot of their scores. So I think that we can go in there and we're going to be able to execute our game plan and just be able to play our kind of basketball and let us dictate what the game does instead of having other teams really getting us flustered, not being able to do what we want to do. And, you know, I think we can go over there. I think it's going to be a really competitive game, but, you know, we're looking to break that 0-for streak that we had for last year, and I think, you know, there's a good chance if everybody does their part on our side that we could come out on top in that game. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we'll look forward to talking with you all season long, and best of luck in the season opener against Pike Valley Friday.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it, Dusty.
Ho, ho, ho. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they have the perfect Christmas gifts for those on your list, from candles to jewelry to cologne to perfume, toys for your little ones too. And during this holiday season, make sure to get your flu shot and cough medicine so you aren't sneezing. Mankato Professional Pharmacy is your good neighbor pharmacy, and they work to improve your health and the health of the community. Happy holidays from Santa and his elves at the Mankato Professional Pharmacy in downtown Mankato. Stop in today and let them take care of you. Don't miss the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. The meat department, they have fresh boneless beef arm roasts for $3.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Select the varieties of best choice cheese, 6 to 8 ounce, 2 for $3. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Rock Hills Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Nick Meisner. He's the head coach, the new head coach of the Rock Hills basketball team. Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us here, kind of looking at your squad, coming off of a 13-9 year last year, and Coach Hastings last year there. You're taking over the program from him. They did lose some senior leadership from that group, mainly Luke Brockelman and Drew Beam, but quite a few players coming back, like the likes of Brady Jeffrey and Tyson Heiger, Derek Gillett, and maybe some other guys that are going to step in and do some good things for you, as well as Jacob Spiegel, obviously, for this group. What are your thoughts on how things have gone in practices leading up to this first game coming up Friday?
Yeah, we've had a good start to the practices, and the kids are excited, and they've been working hard, and they're just ready to get that first game under our belts at this point as the, you know, practices kind of drag on here, begin the season. But, yeah, we've got plenty of experience coming back. That junior class is now seniors, and we lost Brockelman and the Beam kid, great defenders and great ball handlers. So that's kind of been our big question mark. Who's going to fill those two spots, kind of be our defensive stopper, and who's going to handle the point guard position, you know, with a lack of experience there.
How do you feel about the way the kids have responded? I mean, I know Coach Hesting was your coach when you were in high school, so you probably do some of the same tendencies as him, but I'm going to guess that you've changed some things up a bit. How do you feel that the kids have responded to all of that?
Yeah, I mean, they've been excited for maybe a little bit of a change as far as the tempo goes, but where Coach Hesting, you know, I had him, and I don't fall too far from that coaching tree as far as things go on that. So I think we're, you know, maybe going to be a little more aggressive on defense, and hopefully that turns into offense for us. But, you know, we're still going to have to be patient. We're still going to follow what Coach Hesting did. He had a really great program here, and it's been relatively easy for me to come in and kind of pick up where he's left off, you know, as far as the practices and expectations go. And he's really coached them up on, you know, game time situations and certain scenarios of, you know, what to do and how to do it, and just how to, you know, shorten the game clock up and just, you know, as far as securing a victory. So it's kind of been relatively easy there as far as,
you know, what the kids expect and what I expect. And so it's been a pretty smooth transition, and I can't complain, thanks to him.
Pike Valley coming up to open out the season on Friday night. Panthers and Grizzlies had some pretty close battles last year. Pike Valley won two and Rock Hills winning one there at the league tournament, and they were all fairly close games. What do you expect to see from Pike Valley this season as you get ready for them Friday night?
Yeah, a heck of a test right off the bat with Pike Valley, in my opinion. I've got them kind of maybe the first team in the league, if not the second, you know, top two in the league starting off. So it's going to be a great way to gauge ourselves for the first game of the season starting off. You know, it could go either way. You never know with this first game. But, you know, we respect Pike Valley. They had a great football season, and, you know, that's going to roll into basketball and their successes there. But I expect an evenly matched and aggressive and high-energy game between the two.
Nick Meiser, the new head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you for the time here, and best of luck in your season opener on Friday against Pike Valley.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings down for Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have General Mills cereal, selective varieties, 9 to 12 and a quarter ounce, 2 for $5. It's down for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings down for Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, fresh family packs of boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. It's down for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Ho, ho, ho. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they have the perfect Christmas gifts for those on your list. From candles to jewelry to cologne to perfume, toys for your little ones too. And during this holiday season, make sure to get your flu shot and cough medicine so you aren't sneezing. Mankato Professional Pharmacy is your good neighbor pharmacy, and they work to improve your health and the health of the community. Happy holidays from Santa and his elves at the Mankato Professional Pharmacy in downtown Mankato. Stop in today and let them take care of you.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Mark Spears. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by the new head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustang basketball team, Craig Batchman. First of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us here. There's probably some people out there that don't know a lot about you as far as that's concerned, but give a little background to where you came out of and what you bring to Sylvan Lucas here.
The last several years I've been down in Meade, Kansas. I've been the girls' basketball coach down there. Had a pretty successful run down there with the girls. Mm-hmm. What I bring, I guess, I like to play a lot of defense, man-to-man defense, and just get after it defensively.
I'm glad you went there because that's where I was going to go. You know, last season the team at Sylvan Lucas struggled at times in that area. They went 8-14, and really it's something that Sylvan has always prided themselves on. Back to the Coach Weatherman days is playing defense. And when you look at your team that you have, a lot of players back from last year, how's that going in practices, and what's it looking like with this group that you have?
Yeah, the girls coming, they're an athletic group and stuff. So I see a lot of potential there with the girls. I'm looking forward to it. They've been coming into practice. They've been getting after it. So I think give us a little time, and I think we're going to be pretty good with defensively.
And kind of looking at what you're able to do and what the girls did offensively, you know, Logan Batchman and Kirsten Decker are probably two of the ones that are back that provided most of the scoring last year as far as returners are concerned. What are you looking to get out of them and maybe some of the other players that you have coming back as well?
We want to continue with them getting their points and everything. Others that I just want them to contribute the best they can, you know, if it's rebounds, you know, defensive stops, things like that. Mm-hmm. I tell them any time if they can score, it's always bonus for us. But I really looking forward to some of them stepping up and taking those shots and maybe taking some relief off of Kirsten and Logan as well so that we can have a more balanced scoring.
You open out with Wakefield coming up on Friday night. I don't know if you know a lot about that team. They're usually a pretty scrappy bunch. Don't always have the best teams, but they usually always get after it. What do you think about Wakefield on Friday?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to come out and we're going to have to be ready. You know, like I said, the girls are learning a new system and stuff. So I told them the big thing that we got to do is get after it defensively and be ready to play. I think every game you got to be ready, prepared. Can't overlook anyone. So I told the girls we just got to be ready for them and we're going to do our best and see what happens.
Craig Batchman, the new head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to talking with you about Mustang basketball this year, and best of luck against Wakefield on Friday.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. And our final Locker Room Chat of the evening, we're joined by Mark Spears, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, coming off of a 16-6 finish last year, had a nice real February was pretty nice where you won over Osborne there. You only really lose one senior from last year that contributed a lot of minutes, and that was Caleb Garcia. So you have a really good nucleus back, guys like Dylan Streit and R.J. Hopper that were all league players with a few others that are coming back. How's everything been going so far here early on this season for you?
Well, our practice has been pretty good so far, but didn't know whether you realized R.J. Hopper blew his ACL last football game.
Okay.
Of the season, last regular season game, so he is not going to be able to play. So, obviously, that's a big impact, 17 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. That's not coming back, but we've still got some good kids coming back, and our kids are looking forward to the season. We've had some awful good practices, so we're looking forward to a good season.
Just kind of looking at your group and what you do have this season, when you do look at a guy like Streit that's back for you, he's a guy that can really kind of do some things out on the perimeter, but also a tall guy on the inside as well. What does he bring to the table for you?
Well, defensively, he just changes everything inside. I mean, he's long. He's got good timing, and he is really a force defensively. You know, he just needs to be disciplined enough to not get foul trouble, and he's going to get a lot of rebounds. He's going to get a lot of easy buckets inside too. So he's definitely needs to step up and, you know, have a great year for us to be successful.
You kind of came in, took over there in February last year, but with your first full season with this group, and I know you're familiar with the area, but with this group of kids, what are some of the things that you focus on and the philosophy that you'll have here this year?
Well, you know, it all starts on the defensive end because, you know, the offensive end, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, but defense is something that should show up every night. And, you know, if you play defense, rebound, limit up to one shot of possession, you'd like to think you'd be in the ball game. And then you just got to get some quality touches on the other end. We've got some kids that can score on the perimeter, I think, and a strike kid inside. So, you know, hopefully we can get a nice balance between the two. And if we do, it's going to make things easier for us.
Wakefield in the season opener coming up on Friday night. You get them at home. I know Wakefield's probably a team that you're not overly familiar with. They're not in the league. But from kind of the teams that you see in the past, they're usually a pretty scrappy athletic bunch. What do you expect from Wakefield this year?
Yeah, they had a really nice group last year. We went down there and we were just a little tight. Didn't shoot the ball very well at all, and you know, they handled us pretty easily. But they've got a couple good kids back, and it'll be a real challenge for us. You know, it's good to have them at home, but we'll definitely have to come to play to be successful.
Mark Spears, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you with this season about Mustang basketball, and best of luck in the opener against Wakefield Friday.
All righty. Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.